Welcome to our workshop. Few words for us. This is Nina Koseva Itzovska, and I'm Julian Itzovski. And for the last few years, we are really interested in the topic of emotional intelligence, which is what we are talking now, part of it. First to say that our English is... wow.
Yes.
It's not native language. We are from Bulgaria. So please forgive us for some language mistakes.
I'm very insecure to speak in English, so I will help myself with this. And so, something else?
It will be very interesting for us and for you also to say, not everybody who wants to say, what attracted you to this workshop? Why this topic, this theme is somehow about emotions important for you?
Okay.
Yeah. I feel disconnected people at times. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
I mean, for me, it's also this, but I think first of all, it starts with like being aware of how I feel in the situation.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be more aware of how I'm feeling on a regular basis in every situation.
Okay, so to connect with the others and to connect with yourself.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. It's not obligatory to say, but if you are invited.
I want to be more comfortable expressing my emotions and sort of taking responsibility for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I use every opportunity to dig into that.
Thank you.
Yeah. I agree with you.
In a nutshell, what we are going to talk about today, why we have emotions, why are they necessary for us, we will see that they have a social role, as you said it also. We'll talk about the universal emotions, how we express them, and we'll finish with some simple techniques to manage our emotions. So if you have time, we'll give more techniques at the beginning. At the end, it depends how it goes.
First, we planned a brief meditation during which you can quiet your mind. You can say zero it. So sit comfortably.
One question before we start: do you hear good enough, or you need to talk? We to talk with microphone. It's okay.
Sit comfortably. More. Okay. Close your eyes, gently close your eyes. Let the soles be on the ground. The back may be leaning against the backrest, upright. Feel it in an active condition without strain. The hands are loose on the tight. Become aware of your body. Observe the sensations in the body. And now become aware of your natural breath. Feel the cool air enter your nostrils. Then the warm air come out at each exhalation. Start to watch the pauses between breathing in and breathing out.
Perfect.
observe those very brief breaks between breathing in and breathing out. Breathe freely and naturally, and observe these pauses between inhalation and exhalation. In these small free spaces, in these zero states, is your limitless potential. Now stop observation and become aware of your body again. Feel the connection between the body and the chair, between the feet and the floor. You inhale deeply and make a few small moves to awaken the body. When you are ready, open your eyes.
Now you see this good idea. Thank you.
Юлия, ще кажа, нали погледнете и ще прави привлича.
Давай сега ти. Започвам.
Now look around, look these five areas. Look at them well. Look around and feel which one attracts you and step into it.
Okay. It's not for one person. many can go in one. Just the one that attracts you.
Yes, it doesn't matter if others are attracted by the same zone or not. Choose yours. How do you feel while you are in your chosen area? Remember the sensation and then go out. When you are sure that you remember, look from distance again and feel which area attracts you the least, even repels you, and go there. And again, observe the sensation while you are in your chosen area. Remember the sensation. And when you are ready, go out again. Can you guess what these five areas represent?
You can sit on your chairs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But if it were a cold day, that would have been my favorite.
Okay.
Can you guess what they are, what they represent? We have put some idea. We don't know what is the idea, obviously.
Emotional states. Okay, yes. Yes, they represent the five universal emotions. And pay attention in the course of this training and further in your life if there is connection between your choice and your attitude towards the emotion.
Okay.
Because this is one emotion, this is other.
Коя е?
Послед.
Окей. Сега, не ли сега?
Моля?
Не ли сега да
кажеш?
Сега е. Само
че
So this area is connected with
Гнев как больше.
Anger.
Anger. This is connected with fear, with sadness, with disgust, and pleasure.
Which one is this one?
Sadness.
Sadness.
Disgust and pleasure.
It could be, there could be no connection at all with what you do in your life, but sometimes it happens very interesting. People go to the emotions that they usually are in or avoid. So it's just have it in your mind.
You may have chosen an emotion which best suits you, the emotion which keeps you in your comfort zone, or the place which repels you, maybe related with an emotion emotion you reject consciously or not. Just become aware for these connections.
And one more thing, we choose by emotion. There is a case in the medical study in which a person had a brain damage. Some part of the brain was removed. Person is still alive but and working. He's an accountant. But they removed the part which is connected to the emotions, and this guy couldn't take even a small decision because everything is the same. Because if you have to choose one of these, they are all the same. You don't gain anything or lose anything if you go there or there or there. Somehow you feel it. And this is actually the emotions that guides you. So we're talking about emotions. What is emotion? Maybe you have some, it's not necessary to be from the books, but maybe you have some idea. Okay. Okay. Yes?
I have heard the teacher about saying that emotion is a guess of the brain, what we will have to face in a given situation. So we cannot be sure about the future. Emotion is a guess of the brain.
Okay. We don't, everything is, it's just pieces of one picture. It's not, there is no wrong and right. So in the light of what we are talking about, let's accept that emotion comes from the Latin word movere, which means to move. There is something moving in the emotion. And which emotions do you know? It's not necessary to be these five. Which emotions do you know? Or you experience often?
50 perhaps?
Yeah, just name them.
Anger, joy, irritation, annoyment, sadness, happiness, joy, I said. Calmness.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
The first.
Scientists are talking about Paul Ekman, actually the scientist. Do you know Paul Ekman? Have you heard his name or no? Paul Ekman, doesn't mean something to you? No. Check him out, it's interesting. He was researching in so many emotions. Are they some which are going to be universal, which everybody from all over the world recognizes and expresses, even without being in touch with the other part of the world? And because now we are traveling a lot, internet, so people, it's difficult to have people who are not influenced by other people. So they found some people living in remote places in jungles. After many years of research, they found that these are the five universal emotions which are experienced and expressed by everybody. Anger, fear, disgust, sadness, and enjoyment. And each one of them has many stages or levels in which all you said goes somewhere. So anger has annoyance and different stages, for example.
We'll start with anger. Can you recognize, can you guess what is the message of anger? The message of anger. Can you guess what is the message? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
What it said to others. Yeah, this is what we mean by message. So it's very good to set boundary.
Yes,
okay. Maybe they stand back or you should be afraid of me.
Yes, this is.
Thoughts I have when I feel anger is that someone has done something wrong.
Okay.
You are all right. The message actually is, get out of my way, and I need a boundaries. Told this.
Let's, and now to explain what we're going to do now. We will explore these five emotions by game role play, which we are going to do in pairs.
Not always in pairs.
Most of them are in pairs. So we will have the thing is based on the fact that you're going to participate. Are you okay with this?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Do you have phones, just to ask you?
Okay. Yes, I do have a phone.
You'll need it.
Okay.
The Pukari signals. The signals.
So we start with anger.
Anger. Some of the signals of anger are collected and narrow eyebrows, you'll see, tight lips, blood invading the body, you know, if you know what is anger, raised body temperature, fists, clenched fists, etc. Now I'll ask you to divide in pairs and to pair up.
Do we have, are we?
Yes.
Линка, сега трябва да...
Само секунда, да изчакаме.
Окей.
Да, пусни ги, Юли. Помогни им да се разделят по двойки един срещу.
Yeah, it's designed for two people. The design of the what they are going to do. It's actually one should be watching if you decide three is okay, but actually won't. Somebody won't take place, won't take for that. Now?
You see on the screen the varieties of anger. You see on the screen the varieties of anger. Yuri? Look them well. You are A. Excuse me. You are A. You are B.
So in the same, we'll participate.
You are A. You are B. 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 What about you? Okay. So I look at them well first. First, look at them well, and choose one. Remember the story, the situation where you have experienced some of these emotions on the screen. Connect to this emotion, feel it yourself, and first A, when you are ready, A, look at your partner's eyes, and trying to convey your emotion without any mimics, any gestures to tell out what you are feeling. Just emulate the emotion.
Is it clear? So partner A thinks of a situation, for example, when he was annoyed, and thinks of the situation so the emotion is inside, and tries to give this message, but without anything, just looking at the eyes of B. After this, we will have to guess what is the emotion. No mimics, no body language, nothing. Just the energy of the sight.
Remaining externally calm. Without gestures, without
mimics. And you have about 20-30 seconds, maybe it's enough. Just when you're ready, you can stop.
After that, you will swap your roles.
So you can start.
Are you ready? Now, time to guess. We must try to guess what is the emotion of A. You're ready.
Okay. Okay. If everybody is ready, please change
your roles and
the same.
The same. Repeat.
Okay, you can guess now. If you
did, you guess how many of you guessed?
Okay, thank you. We'll finish this to have time for the next ones. How many of you guessed? How many of you did it happen to guess the emotion? How many? If you guessed, okay, you did it. Somebody else? Maybe close. Maybe next. Okay. Did you were far? This shows a very interesting thing. We are radiating what we feel even without showing it somehow. And also we have these sensors to catch the emotion of others, which means that it's very good to be in a coherent state to show what we feel. I mean, if somebody's is trying to lie somehow, we somehow feel it. So keep in mind that your emotions are radiating even without being showed in some special way. Many of you guessed. And there is also other things which you learn from the next emotions, yes.
Okay.
To warn you that we have five emotions, four of them are unpleasant. The reason for this is that emotions are something like programs which are helping us to, which are designed to help us to survive. For example, fear stops us from doing things that will kill us. Anger helps us to overcome obstacles or put boundaries and so on. And joyfulness is only one because if you are going to be joyful and happy, you need to be alive for this. So the role of the four emotions, other is to keep us alive, and there is one which is connected with good feeling. Okay, we go with the
next
one.
Emotion, yes, is sadness. Can you guess what is the message of sadness?
This was bad.
Things was
bad. Yeah, something bad happened.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, something bad.
You shouldn't do this again.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Don't do that one more time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But what we want from others to do for us?
What are we telling to others? Yes.
Empathy, yes. Support. Come comfort me is the message. And now the signals. Mm-hmm. If you want to.
Okay, talked about signals. I'll add something after this.
Okay. The signals.
The signal.
Ah, yes. Sorry. Okay. You may see the signals on the screen. You are in Paris again.
I just want to add something mm-hmm. about sadness, what I didn't say before the, in the anger. Anger has what we said about the role to keep us safe, to put boundaries around us. Sadness is the emotion which comes when we lost something. The biggest loss is to lose somebody, person. The less loss is to lose other things, job or some possessment or something. And when you lose something, when you are sad, what we do, we close. We don't want to go into communication. And this is very natural because if our life is a system and it has some blocks which are made in this system, one block is put out, for example, this person or this object or something, and we need to somehow to change our mind and to start thinking and working in the new system without this element. So our inner system needs time to rearrange the way it works. That's why it's so important to give time to sadness. Every time when we see sad person, usually when we see sad person, the reaction is, come on, go and have a drink and do something funny. But sometimes we just need time.
Now I'll ask A to relate to a situation where they have experienced one of these emotions and express this emotion by making a sound. B will be blindfolded and will try to guess what is this emotion, the emotion of A.
Mm-hmm.
So please let B close their eyes. A, when you are ready. Yes, yes, when you are ready. B will be blindfolded. After that, we'll swap up roles and A will be. Are you ready to start? When you are ready, B may guess, try to guess. And change your roles. Now A will be with their eyes closed. Sound? Yes.
Okay, maybe you're ready. How many of you managed to guess the exact? Okay, no, not everybody is ready. We're going to finish this role play. I hope you did you what happened actually? How many of you guessed? It's not competition. Just curious. Yes? Mm-hmm. Did you? No? Okay. Just be aware, this is the other way of messaging emotions is the tone of the voice, the way that our voice sounds. It's not only not the words, but the other things, like as you said, the way that the voice goes. Go to the next one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Next one is disgust. You will see the signals on the screen. What is the message of disgust? What do you think?
What it tells to others. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. If you think of people living in tribes in nation times, if you see something which is in front of you is something which you do this, it gives a signal to other, don't come here. It's not good.
You see that maybe one more signal. Sticking your tongue out, resembling something which comes out of the mouth, and this. Stay in pairs again. And A, please think of a story where you have experienced some of these emotions. And tell B this story without mentioning the emotion.
Explaining something without telling it, actually. Mm-hmm. And the B will have to guess. Did you understand?
No.
For example, you felt dislike about something. Yeah. And you start to explain this to B. Without telling dislike, but with the idea that he will guess that is dislike. You understand?
It should be felt by context by B.
Not mentioning the word.
Mm-hmm. When you are ready, start.
You have 30 seconds. It's time to guess for B. If you didn't yet, do it. And now you can change if you are ready. Okay. Please stop, and if you haven't stopped yet, and guess. Okay, are you ready to continue? Because I see somebody talking. No, did you change? The others, did you?
Yes.
Okay, we'll continue because the time is not. How many of you managed to guess? How many? Okay. Mm-hmm. So the other thing is our words that we're using are actually making pictures. When we talk, many times we are surprised by how somebody else is accepting us, but maybe we speak things which we don't even, we are not aware of them. So watch the way that your language is, because you see that it works.
Okay, fear. We continue with fear. You may see the signals of fear. Wide open eyes, eyebrows raised and pulled together. And you need your phone calls now.
Your phones, yes.
Oh, sorry. Still phones. What is the message of fear? What do you think?
What it tells to others.
Don't do it.
Help. Help me. Yes. Correct. Please connect with the situation.
Everybody has phone that can make picture. Yes?
Let this stage well and choose one. Connect this emotion with a situation where you have experienced some of these emotions. Make mimics and make a selfie.
One advice, it works better if you are just thinking of it. Make the what you think of and because it's difficult to keep it on the face.
The mimics that are natural for this emotion.
So, please.
може да покажеш предната снимка. And signal, so wide open eyes, horizontally stretched lips.
Hello and welcome.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Please divide into groups of four when you are ready.
Just check.
Four.
It's not necessary to, yeah.
Five, maybe two groups.
And see how your neighbors recognize this, recognize or don't recognize what you were trying to express. What kind of
one neighbor, two neighbors. Each of them should guess what is your emotion on the selfie. Did you guess? How many of you guessed? No.
Okay, this is, it's very good. Okay. With the others? How many of you were guessed by many people? How many of you made a